Here's a headline from today. Two Florida businessmen arrested. Doesn't seem like huge global news, but the arrest last night of Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman is making some real political waves. And that's because the two men had been helping President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, investigate the Bidens. Parnas and Fruman are former Soviet citizens who were arrested last night while trying to leave the country. They're being charged with campaign finance violations, and now the House of Representatives has subpoened them to testify. Adav Noti is senior director of the nonprofit, the Campaign Legal Center in Washington. So you and the center filed the complaint, which ultimately led to these arrests, Adav. What do you think they have done wrong?
Well, these two individuals funneled hundreds of thousands of dollars, possibly over $1 million, from unknown sources, including foreign nationals, into American elections. And that is a very serious violation of federal law.
And why is it illegal for foreigners to donate to political causes here in the U.S.? Explain that.
It has been illegal for many years for foreigners to donate to candidates or political parties within the United States. The reason for that law is simply that American elections are decided by American voters, and that the federal government has long decided that financial interests from abroad could distort American elections.
Right. That prohibition on contributions does not extend to immigrants. Parnas and Fruman were born abroad, but are both now U.S. citizens. So whose money did they bring in?
So there are at least two sources of money. One is identified in the indictment that was unsealed today as a Russian national who is unnamed. And the other source remains unknown, at least on the public records. But there are around $300,000 additional dollars that came in through a shell company. And it's not clear where the money originated, but it did not originate from Fruman or Parnas, which is what made that transaction illegal.
The allegation of funneling foreign money to U.S. campaign chests, that's a federal crime. Who were the beneficiaries of these donations?
So the biggest beneficiary was President Trump's super PAC, the super PAC that he has identified as his preferred super PAC. Fruman and Parnas routed hundreds of thousands of dollars to that super PAC, seemingly in a very successful effort to curry favor with the president and to get inside the president's inner circle.
So what is the connection to Rudy Giuliani?
So either as a result of or in connection with giving several hundred thousand dollars to the president's super PAC, Fruman and Parnas, the two people who were indicted, appear to have either hired Rudy Giuliani or gone into some sort of business partnership with him. And Giuliani has been inconsistent in how he's described his relationship to these two individuals. But one way or another, he had some sort of financial connection to them, either because they had retained him or they were in business together. And they were working together to push the president's personal political agenda in Ukraine, as further documented by the whistleblower complaint that was recently made public.
So if these contributions were happening around the 2016 election, it doesn't have anything to do with the recent phone call between Trump and Zelensky. It's a completely different story then, right?
No, it's very closely related. So all of these transactions relate to people trying to curry favor with the president by promoting his agenda, and specifically promoting his agenda by pressing the Ukrainian government to investigate the president's political rivals. So part of that multi-year influence operation involved making these contributions, getting into the president's circle, and then trying to further his agenda. This indictment is very closely connected to what we've learned about the president's Ukraine operations and Rudy Giuliani's Ukraine operations in the last few weeks.
So, I mean, how big a deal is this? I gather Attorney General William Barr was aware of the planned arrests and did not object. What does that tell us?
I think anytime you have two people arrested for giving several hundred thousand dollars to the president's reelection campaign, that is a very big deal. I mean, that you know, was part of the Watergate investigation and charges, and it's extremely significant.
And now the House has subpoenaed Parnas and Fruman. Is it believed they can assist the impeachment inquiry, and how do you think they'll do that?
Well, as a practical matter, now that they're under indictment, I think Fruman and Parnas will probably assert their Fifth Amendment right not to provide testimony to the House. But certainly if they do, it appears that they were in the president's inner circle, at least as it related to Ukraine matters, which appears to be the heart of the impeachment inquiry. So it may well be that they have a great deal of relevant information to provide to the House investigators.
Adav Note, Senior Director of the Campaign Legal Center, the nonprofit which filed the complaint leading to the arrest last night of Rudy Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman. Adav, thanks for your time. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.